Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We're trying to track down Matthew. He's, of course, visiting with his girlfriend from outside in Hull, Massachusetts. Hopefully we'll track him down, but he's a very busy guy. I want to go over a lot of different things that are happening right now. We're going to start a number of things. Firstly, we're going to have Kelby Smith on with Simulcast this weekend. We're going to do a lot more videos. The video we did last Friday, people were wondering, where is it? Well, we're going to have it converted to video. It'll be on Vimeo and YouTube. It'll also be up as an audio file over on Deagle-Network. We're expanding our shows, and I want to ask people out there in your local community to get the call letters of radio AM, FM stations and try to recruit our show to be on their network. And they can be live or rebroadcast. If they get the rebroadcast, they should pull it up from Deagle-Network.com because I reworked it with their commercials embedded in there. If they want it live, you can get it with the feed directly from Genesis, because they have an excellent feed system here to pull the live show, which is, of course, 12 to 3 Pacific, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And we already have it broadcast on other networks, which right now on Red State Talk Radio since the summer. It's on late night from 10 to 12 Eastern Time, Monday to Friday and Saturday and Sunday, because we rebroadcast some shows. It's on Revolution Radio also from 12 to 2, 12 to 3, I mean, because all 3 hours are there. Over on Med State, it's kind of compressed down to 2 hours with a change of tempo. We're trying to get on many more AMF and stations because the quality of information we provide is very unique, whether it's on health issues or geopolitical or spiritual. We're trying to rework the show, so the first hour of shows, Monday to Friday, involves, to a great extent, health issues. For example, even the show today with Lowell Ponte, who's a writer for Writer's Digest and health issues for many decades. We're going to include all the first hour shows are going to include things like, you know, nutraceuticals, natural technology, anti-aging, and even just medical consultations. Now, on the weekend, I'm going to start to do a simulcast, kind of a mini, if you want to call it, sermonette broadcast, that'll be sort of spun off from the Continuing Church of God. And that'll mean we'll pull up a scripture. We'll actually have kind of like a specific word for that week. Much of it will come right from the CCOG.org, which I consider the closest, what I would consider a church that actually does Sabbath worship, much like what I call Messianic churches, that I'm a Messianic believer. I don't like to use the word Christian because it was a kind of a blasphemy against Christians or little anointed ones, where Jesus was not only the anointed one, he was the Father in the flesh. So I want people to understand this, and it's important to understand where we're going in our society. Is you need to understand the basis behind things, which is why it took me a long time to get converted, for example, to the idea I had to deal with this issue with Kelby Smith and citizenship and property rights, etc. But the same thing as medicine. I'm coming out of Babylon in the medical system. I went into medicine 45 years ago, very naive, thinking I was going to solve a lot of health problems, when I came into a lot of persecution because I started to solve them. My research in diabetes, I'm going to culminate in the next few months, publishing an article about my theory about diabetes, and it's completely different than the current theory, but it's provable. If you look at, for example, diabetes, it's primarily a muscular disease where your muscles stop utilizing sugar and switch to fatty acids. And as a result, your sugar level takes off like a rocket. You elevated also the counter-insulin hormones, glucagon and cortisol. So you end up with the liver through glucagon converting protein into sugar. You also have elevated stress hormones, and free radicals are very high. Now, how many doctors are measuring free radical load markers? No, they're not. They look at things like, you know, hemoglobin A1C, when in fact, if you lower someone's hemoglobin, which grabs free radicals, you're going to double or triple the rate of heart disease. So the current approach to medicine is not scientifically based on logic, evidence, or what we call the theories about the basis for what is disease. Even cancer is an escape phenomena of infection. So everybody who's got cancer has got infection and toxins in their tissues, and their tissues are in a low redox state and hypoxic. Ah, we got Matthew. Welcome, Matthew, as well. Great to have you back on the program.
Yeah. It's a bit short notice, but I'm here.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad we got you. Now, yeah, you've been a really busy guy because you're visiting with your girlfriend coming in from Massachusetts. But I know there's always something to talk about. And I also, I think you're going to be doing some further medical training. So I'm hoping that you'll get a naturopathic degree in the next few years and you'll actually be a consultant like me to help a lot of people, because we need more people with the brilliance to actually and the compassion to try to help people get out of a crazy healthcare system. The healthcare system we have right now is broken. The geopolitical system is broken. And now we call social justice warriors in the universities where you can't even have a dialogue over things. In fact, you made the comment when we were visiting up in Flagstaff last week that most of the universities are social justice warriors. Well, you just have to have your intellect kind of skim over the top of that. But there's a lot of things going on in our world right now I'd like you to make comments on. For example, right now we have Donald Trump making a very cogent statement about the fact of birthright citizenship and tourism, where they come in from Russia or China and they get citizenship. We have these three caravans, not one, coming up from Central and South America. We have the destruction of those economies by the drug trade, managed by the Special Activities Division of the CIA. You've mentioned it before. And in fact, the part of the collapse of their internal economies is at the basis caused by this SAD division, the 17th division of the intel agencies that are actually destroying their economies. At the same time, the optics of this is going to look very bad if Donald Trump sends troops down there and someone gets harmed. So I'd like you to kind of comment on all this stuff, because we have the, how can I say, the dialectic of opposition and conflict is expanding to the point where more and more people are, we call, in a herd, the left herd or the right herd, and personal responsibility, decency, and common sense are gone, aren't they?
I would say so, yeah. I would say that logic and reason are gone as well.
Right. So I'd like you to analyze and tell me what you think of all this, because give us your comments on the caravan and on the citizenship rights issue.
As you know, I follow a lot of coincidences, synchronicity, symbolism, stuff like that. And curious is recently, just yesterday, it was reported that Whitey Bulger was killed in prison. He was, of course, an Irish mobster from Boston who was hiding out in Santa Monica, California before he was arrested about 5 years ago. And he, while he was in Santa Monica, he was claiming to be from Chicago. Now, of course, the Chicago MLB team is the White Sox, and the Red Sox from Boston just won the World Series. Everybody in Boston is celebrating. Well, that's curious, because he's actually from Boston, but he claimed to be from Chicago, and he was killed in prison, beaten to death with a lock and a sock. So he was killed with a sock just after the Red Sox won the World Series on the 28th.
And yeah, so in other words, there's a symbology there. So let me make an interesting coaching comment, because you have a website that some people don't want to accept. But we've had Jonathan Gray here, a Christian archaeologist, and I sent you the book a few years ago called The Sting of the Scorpion. And in ancient times, long before the Babylonians screwed up astrology. Yeah, so in other words, let me finish the symbology here is, you're brilliant, and you teach me things, even though you're my son, that the world is literally, in a sense, a hologram. And we're not talking about a hologram like, you know, creating cyberspace. It is a digital space where,
as I said before, you don't even have to get into that. It's just because everything has to be logical, and everything has to mean something.
Right.
And whatever something is, physically and objectively, has to correspond to a real description or true description of what it is.
Right.
Because you can form an equation between the description of something and the event that implies that there is a consciousness aware of what something is in truth and in its correspondence to everything else. It also implies that simultaneous events have to symbolically agree with each other and therefore, in a sense, describe each other.
Right.
So you see these this happening all the time, synchronicity. Curiously enough, you know, Lauren Coleman, as I've discussed before, has talked about this a lot. You can go to his website, Copycat Effect, where he's researched the synchronicity of suicides. And he got started on that by researching the copycat suicides of baseball players, interestingly.
Right.
So here we have another baseball-related omen with the Red Sox and Whitey Bulger. And of course, this omen or synchronicity has to be heeded because it represents something which is going on collectively at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We've discussed this before, and I've taught you things, but you've taught me a lot, that the symbology is, in a sense, not only tied to astrology, but also to group think and behavior. You can actually look at synchronicity, like you mentioned, Whitey Bulger.
When you look closely at it, the synchronicity follows from the nature of reality, that because something has a description, because you can model something as a mathematical formula or describe it with words. Consequently, there has to be a kind of deeper language which is already there and corresponds to what something is. And because simultaneous events have to logically agree with each other, they also have to symbolically describe each other. So events that happen at the same time and place always in some way agree with each other and therefore symbolically describe each other. That's the reason why this happens. It's called the logos,
right,
or the what things are as a whole, which is determined by the universal consciousness. Right, the tautology of what something is or what something simply is as an irreducible whole in itself has to contain in that the description of the universal state of things has to agree with, it's determined by the universal consciousness, because the tautology is equivalent to the universe.
Right.
So that's just how it works. Now, because of this, we always see these synchronicities all the time. They're always happening. We don't necessarily notice them all, but they give us an idea of what is possible or likely at a certain time. This is also how I predict.
Yeah, in other words, there's a mathematical system and logic to it, is what you're saying, right?
This is also how I predict. Yeah, it's just logic. I mean, there's various forms of it. You know, stuff like astrology or whatever is, or numerology, is just a particular case of this absolute correspondence between events.
And by the way, it also involves sound. I want to mention something. Let me mention something that I think you'll like.
I mean,
Let me mention this one thing, Matt, before...
It's a metaphysical fact.
Let me mention one thing, though, and I want to get your comment. I'm working on what's called Dr. Linus Pauling's thing of the atomic resonance of minerals and amino acids to stimulate DNA.
Yeah,
and there's a musical scale we're working on. And what I'm saying is there's a scale of symbology and astrological occultations of planets even that actually has a symbological knowledge of it.
Yeah, but we're always trying to get into what the causal effect is. But the thing is that the reason why that happens, the reason why there's a correspondence between astrology and events at all is just because of the logos, or the fact that everything is part of the universal consciousness, and
right.
Everything has to logically agree. And the description, the truth, or the true description of what something is, has to correspond exactly to what is happening.
Right.
So using this, I also, because remember, anything that seems arbitrary really has to agree logically with everything else. So things like our holidays and our celebrations and our calendar, we made it up, but the thing is, because it exists, it has to agree with what happens. This is how I predict that I think the final phase of World War III is going to be in October 2028, because that's when it is symbolically possible. Right? This is
By the way, that timeline makes some sense to me, because I'm seeing already that a lot of events happening both on the left and the right are converging on that.
This also means that events in the past and future have to agree with each other. So the holiday of Halloween, how did it develop into this? Today's Halloween, of course. How did it develop into this morbid symbolism of all these zombies and dead people and ghosts and everything? And I think the reason why is because Halloween is the represents a certain symbolic time when mass destruction is possible on an unusually large scale. And we were discussing during the break about the, not just amnesty, but the birthright citizenship. People get citizenship just for being born in the U.S. And you were discussing the origin of this with slavery and so forth.
Right.
I replied that the main reason for the open borders and the obsession with diversity is just American imperialism, because the U.S. wants to be like a new Roman Empire sort of thing globally, and therefore wants to assimilate every other country and culture into itself. That's the reason behind it. It's just aspirations of global domination. And that's also the reason why the insiders in SAD, like Mitt Romney, were already anti-Russia before the Crimea event even happened.
Right.
Romney made it part of his campaign to declare Russia the biggest enemy of the U.S. in 2012 or 2011. Right. He started saying that even back then. So the question is, why do they have this attitude? And the answer is simply because Russia wishes to be autonomous from the United States, and the U.S., especially SAD, has an agenda of global domination. This is also why the U.S. is plotting a nuclear invasion of Russia at some point, why they manufacture so many F-35 Joint Strike Fighters, which are actually stealth bombers. They're not fighter jets. And, and I think, you know, because of certain people embody this destructive megalomania more than others. And, you know, as I've discussed before, Bill Clinton was behind a lot of this stuff in the 90s. Right now, I would say the most dangerous major political figure who might become president would be Mitt Romney, based on his track record of predicting American hostility toward Russia and his statements about his foreign policy plans. Essentially, I think he's highly likely, if he becomes president, he's likely to wage war against Russia.
Right.
If he does, of course, that will be World War III. If he attacked the Russian Federation itself, Putin would respond.
We see the situation where the left wants to continue Russiagate. For example, Mueller is now getting the final stage of questions with Trump.
It's not the left, right? I mean, the whole left and right is an illusion.
Exactly. But I'm saying it's both sides, isn't it?
It's the secret. It's the Special Activities Division of the CIA. It's people like Mitt Romney and George Bush and Bill Clinton, right?
They're just the other side of the dial.
Left and right is a distraction. You know,
right.
Obama and Trump are just a distraction. They aren't even the commander in chief, because George W. Bush signed Presidential Directive 51 in 2007, which gave the authority of the commander in chief, formerly the president, to become to the head of SAD, to the SAD organization. So this Obama and Trump don't even have control over U.S. foreign policy or over CIA or military. All this stuff was already set in motion by George W. Bush in 2007. And that's why it seems like both Obama and Trump went back on their promises. Because, for example, Trump was going to pursue more peaceful dialogue with Russia. He hasn't done that. Obama was going to rescind the Patriot Act. He didn't do that. You know, the reason why is because they weren't actually in power. The power lies with people like Mitt Romney, and Romney just wants to get official power so he can do all this stuff in the open without any resistance.
Exactly. I can see Romney, for example, going to be a senator. You see him there with trying to push McSally.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
One of the things that I'm offering you, Matthew, is you really have an excellent mind to analyze all these things, is I want you to co-host some of the other shows. Now, I go to university already.
Yeah,
you're
sure.
Doing linguistics and other things, but on, for example, on Thursdays, I have Dr. Bob Thiel from the Continuing Church of God. He's one of the people like you that realizes the left and the right are both manipulating us.
Yeah, and what I was discussing during the break is that the left and the right is just a distraction. Under Obama, we're supposed to be... Under Obama, we were supposed to be worried about Obama and worried about his administration. The same way that now they've got a bunch of left-wing people worried about Trump. But neither Obama nor Trump is a member of SAD, and they demonstrate this with their ignorance of SAD's agenda. Like Trump and John Bolton, as they discussed last program, act like they are unaware of SAD's plans to attack Russia while maintaining the intermediate nuclear forces treaty or INF treaty. They want to maintain the treaty while violating it using stealth bombers instead of using nuclear missiles.
Right. In fact, you mentioned that, in fact, that the building of the Joint Strike Fighter was that purpose, wasn't it?
Yeah, people are told they're supposed to be worried about Obama and Trump. But neither of these guys is a threat compared to George W. Bush or Mitt Romney.
Right.
This has been going on for a long time now, where SAD has been plotting an attack on Russia even after the Cold War, as evidenced by the authorization and development of the F-35.
Right.
That is intended to deliver nuclear arms to Russia at a short range or intermediate range from the North Atlantic off the coast of Iceland or Norway. It's intended to attack the Russian Federation and provoke a nuclear war, thermonuclear war. So people are worried about the completely wrong things. They're worried about Trump, and they're worried about whatever. left or right wing radicals, but left and right don't mean anything to these people. All that matters is global power and domination.
Right. In other words, what you're saying is they'll.
I'm not talking about Obama or Joe Biden or whatever. I'm talking about Mitt Romney, because he's the most likely person to become president in this group. Now, as I said, THAAD has not had a CIA president since George W. Bush, but they will have another one with Romney if he becomes elected. And he is going to be a senator here, almost certainly. He's running against somebody who's much less popular than him in Utah. And that's just another step for becoming president in, say, 2024, which, of course, then would correspond exactly to the expectation of World War III around the same time, if Romney becomes president, because he is in on this stuff, as evidenced by his statements about the threat of Russia in 2011 and 2012, long before we found the CIA, the FBI, and private contractors like Constellus fighting against Russian separatists in Crimea in 2014. We had Romney already making these declarations about Russian hostility. And this whole Russian meddling stuff is mostly a fraud as well. It's by THAAD to distract us and make us think of Russia as an enemy. Why is Russia an enemy to THAAD? It's because Russia desires autonomy from the United States. That's it. Because the United States wishes to be a universal global empire and does not tolerate any autonomy from someone like Putin.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So Romney represents, as I said, people are worried about Barack Obama or Donald Trump, these guys who are not even in THAAD and are in the dark about all this stuff, as evidenced by their statements and by their concerns. And they are not worried about George W. Bush and Mitt Romney to represent death and destruction for everyone, and literal death and destruction for most of the northern hemisphere of the earth for about 10 years. These guys are completely out of their minds. And, of course, a lot of these presidents we've had since before Obama and Trump, as a matter of fact, were part of this, such as Reagan, for example, who signed the INF Treaty with a smirk on his face. Jimmy Carter, George Bush Sr. as well. These guys were all, Bill Clinton, they were all STAAD members, and they were all involved in this and authorized the progress toward a hostile takeover of Russia. And essentially, they didn't see the end of the Cold War as an opportunity for peace. They saw it as an opportunity for war, as an opportunity to weaken Russia and then violently take it over.
Which is why they had to follow the Soviet Union, in other words.
Right. The reason they then developed the F-35. So what I'm saying is this is probably at this point people are worried about the left or the right. It's all a distraction. You know, as I said, Obama and Trump came after George W. Bush. They didn't have the powers of the commander-in-chief. They weren't in control of the military or CIA. They didn't have a say. They were just a figurehead, like the Queen of England. The actual people in power is THAAD, to people like George W. Bush and Mitt Romney and Dick Cheney and so forth. The same guys who were behind the Iraq War. And remember that they started lying about WMDs in Iraq during the Clinton administration. They started these plans long in advance of when they made it out like we all had to do it.
Right.
These people also, I mean, as Alex Jones has pointed out, these people have been implicated in things like the Oklahoma City bombing, the first World Trade Center bombing, and 9/11. They're pretty ruthless. And, you know, you're worried about, people are supposed to be worried about Donald Trump or Barack Obama when you have these absolute psychopathic madmen in power. It's that. And,
right. And then, in other words, to some extent, Trump, even as much as he's done things for the economy, he's a big distraction from the real power behind the scenes.
Trump is just a distraction.
I vote for him, and I think he's doing some good, but we have to be realistic that he's not in total control, is he?
Yeah, the reason why Obama and Trump fell back on a lot of their promises and their populist leanings is because Obama and Trump don't have the authority to, for example, to repeal the Patriot Act. They don't have the authority because that lies with FAD, because the Presidential Directive 51. It's the continuity directive to maintain
right.
the continuity of the U.S. government after Bush, that it's impossible for future presidents for a term of like 20 years or something to eliminate any of the stuff that Bush established.
Right.
So, for example, Trump or Obama could not abolish Homeland Security or ICE. They could not repeal the Patriot Act legally because of President Bush.
Right, because of Presidential Directive 51, yeah.
Yeah, because of Bush, because of W. Bush. So these guys, people are worried about, you know, Trump because he insults people and, you know, and about Obama because he's supposed to be a Muslim or communist or whatever. But these guys are just completely innocent and harmless compared to George W. Bush or Mitt Romney or Dick Cheney. They aren't even close to wanting to start World War III. They aren't even close to as deadly as these guys that you're not paying attention to.
And right.
You'll notice that, you know, Romney was there opposing Trump when he was becoming, when he was likely to get elected. And
right.
He was making speeches about, just lying and lying and lying about Trump. But why? Because he's competition for the agenda of his organization. It has nothing to do with left or right. Bush and Romney turned on Trump because he was making statements of wanting to establish peaceful relations with Russia. Which
exactly. And you see that with Russiagate. In other words, you see both the left and the right trying to keep a conflict with Russia going and not getting peace or a dialogue that will actually build an economy and trade, etc.
It has nothing to do with Obama or Trump. It's actually stuff that George Bush already said.
Exactly.
Plans.
Yeah, that's very brilliant. You can see that, Matt. That's really good.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
People need a kind of like an antidote for, I call the supperophoric feeling that you're in the left or right side. Like,
yeah,
I support Trump when he's... Yeah, go ahead.
As I was saying, left and right is distraction, you know. They want you to think all leftists are communists and that all Muslims are bad on the one hand. They want you to think on the other hand that all conservatives are potential Nazis or literal Nazis. And, you know, they want you to worry about this nonsense of left and right extremists, which hardly even really exists. I mean, of course, they foment extreme, like, emotionalistic behavior and extreme talk. But for the most part, most people aren't going out there and shooting up synagogues or, you know, or rioting in the streets. It's mostly just people online talking nonsense, you know. It's hardly a real phenomenon. We talk about extremism as a distraction from the genuine megalomaniacal imperial evil of SAD, that is the secret U.S. establishment. But I mean establishment, right? I'm not talking about something which is trying to rise to power and revolutionarily take over. I'm talking about something which has been in power since the Cold War, and especially since George W. Bush was president.
Right.
This is not a revolutionary movement. This is just American imperialism and the evil plans of the CIA to conquer Russia by force, which means initiating World War III. And at this point, because Russia is so well armed, it inevitably means, with very high probability, it means mass destruction, and with high probability, it means the total destruction of the continental USA and the destruction of most of the Northern Hemisphere with nuclear weapons,
right,
and with biological weapons, chemical weapons, and also with natural disaster weapons or hurricanes, artificially developed hurricanes, which Russia has already been aiming at the U.S. in tests of these weapons. That's what I believe caused Hurricane Michael. That was a test of the Russian hurricane weapon system. And that's why it developed so fast, against the odds, against the conditions, against vertical wind shear. It suddenly developed into a Category 4 hurricane. And went on a trajectory just like you would expect it would if it were developed artificially. So why is Russia doing this? It's in self-defense. Putin has had a policy of deterrence of any threat to the Russian Federation itself by the deployment of its WMDs. So its ICBMs, like the RS-28 Sarmat, and its hurricane weapons. And it's demonstrating that that the USA has no choice but to come to peaceful terms with Russia. There's no other choice but to sign a peace treaty with them. But they won't do that because people like Romney and George W. Bush already decided ages ago that they want to attack Russia. And what can I say? It's just absolute evil. These people are completely and utterly evil and destructive to all humanity. And we're supposed to be worried about Barack Obama, you know, wearing a fez, or supposed to be worried about communists or Nazis, most of which hardly even exist in a politically powerful form. There's hardly any such thing as a powerful communist or Nazi
right
these days. It's mostly the CIA, even running a lot of these things as controlled opposition.
Right.
So it's nonsense. You know, you get the occasional lone nut, you get the occasional guy like this guy who shot up the synagogue. But that's a minority. The reason why they do this stuff is because they feel like they're a tiny minority with no power. In contrast to supposedly moderate and, you know, balanced people like Mitt Romney and George W. Bush, who couldn't be more murderous. They're establishment people. They're not revolutionaries. They aren't even hard-hitting, critics of the establishment. They aren't Obama out there saying he wants to repeal the Patriot Act, or Trump saying he wants to make peace with Russia. They're the establishment that are doing this. These are the ultra-rich, the international bankers and their stooges, and the diabolically powerful, manipulative CIA agents like Mitt Romney. So we're supposed to be worried about, you know, this or that social justice warrior or Nazi, most of whom have no power and have hardly any of the capacity to do anything to harm us.
Right.
Except for to insult us online. Because, you know, occasionally occasionally they shoot a police officer, or occasionally they shoot some people going to a synagogue. But this is very rare compared to the mortal threat to most of humanity of people like Mitt Romney and George W. Bush, who, in contrast to some guy with some Glocks and an AR-15, have nuclear weapons at their disposal, have nuclear stealth bombers at their disposal, and are
right
manufacturing these in the hundreds with the aim of...
Well, there was actually 2,500 plus
Russia
of these Joint Strike Fighters that are being refurbished and even upgraded in the last month by Trump.
They already have like 200 of them in service, and they want...
Well, the total number manufactured right now is 2,500. Did you know that? Was that high?
And they've sold them to a bunch of other countries, too. So
they're all over the place.
The U.S.
Exactly,
because
like Saudi Arabia.
What they want to do with it is attack Russia and to attack China. It has nothing to do with dogfighting or self-defense.
No, they can't dogfight. I took care of one of the engineers actually designing the Joint Strike Fighter. He says, hey, you can't dogfight even a 1970s Russian MiG jet. It's designed as a platform for dropping nuclear weapons.
Designed to be a... supersonic stealth bomber that can carry a large payload or large enough to deliver a nuclear weapon. So in other words, it's just a plan of mass murder of Russian civilians. That's it.
Right.
You know, it's just Harry Truman II.
Exactly.
A lot worse than Harry Truman, you know.
Right.
They want to do it to millions and millions of people as opposed to just a few hundred thousand. They want to kill millions of innocent Russian and Chinese civilians to assert the USA's dominance over the world. But the actual consequence of this will, of course, be the USA itself.
In other words, let me summarize, Matt. What you're saying is if we don't have a dialogue with Russia and China to have peace and trade, like we talked about LaRouche, we're going to have nuclear war within the next decade, very likely toward the 10 years from now, right?
Yes, I'm saying that if this continues, if Mitt Romney becomes president, for example, in 2024.
And you see him rising, too, now. He's going to be the lead senator now when he gets elected, because he's going to be elected in Utah, right?
The last thing you're going to worry about is a skinhead or a pink-haired social justice warrior or communists or Muslims or whatever. The last thing you're going to worry about is these supposed extremists. And you're going to be begging for your life, praying to God and trying to eat your last scraps of food and trying to take iodine so you don't die of cancer, because Mitt Romney will kill two-thirds of humanity.
In other words, the globalists that want to do this actually want to start a nuclear war. And they do want to reduce the world population 90-95%, like these globalists have said so far.
Well, some of them say this, but I mean, the main goal here is not anything environmental. I mean, it's nuclear war. The
right.
main goal is just an attempt at world domination by the United States.
Right.
By Stan. And, you know, it's the establishment people like George W. Bush and Mitt Romney. It's not extremists. It's not Nazis.
Man, I want to get your, in the last 2 minutes, I want to get your prediction of the election. We've got 6 days away. You'll be back in 2 weeks, and we maybe have you co-hosting other shows with me. Six days away from Election Day, and I'd like to get you back on next week to talk about this. I see very likely that the House is going to be lost by Trump because the optics of this caravan don't look good.
Well, it could be, but it doesn't matter because what matters is just
exactly.
like Romney.
That's my point.
Their war path. And he's going to become a senator. He's going to be on the path to the presidency, and if not him, they've got some other sad guys who might. But he's got to be one of the deepest ones as far as
right.
the potential to become president. And
yeah, I think after Trump, he's definitely the star, isn't he, after Trump?
I'd say
in 2024.
You understand, I mean, it has nothing to do with left or right, because, look, Romney's a Republican, but he's even more dangerous than Bill Clinton. He's even more dangerous. I mean, he's the exact same thing as Clinton and Bush, but that's because they're sad, right? They're sad Asians. They aren't fundamentally acting in the interest of the American people or their voters. They're just acting in the interest of this psychopathic world domination plot by brute violence. And I mean, just the use intentionally starting World War III. I mean, they tried to start World War III in 2014. You understand? They had Constellus and the FBI and CIA on the ground there fighting Russian separatists. It's only because Putin did not take the bait that World War III didn't start then.
Yeah, I know. Putin was wise enough not to start it back then when that happened, didn't he? Amazing.
He's waiting until he has enough arms to defend himself.
Yeah. Matt, stay right there for a minute after we close off on the audio. I have to ask you a quick question, and we'll definitely talk about the other things we're talking about. Amazing stuff. I need to get you back on before the election, because this election is going to set the stage for either peace and collaboration or the march toward World War III.
Well, like I said, it does not matter. It doesn't matter because Republicans and Democrats are both controlled.
That's my point. You need to understand that they're going to take multiple pathways, but one or the other, they're going to take a pathway to destruction, aren't they?
Doesn't matter one bit who's officially in power at this point.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Thank you. Amazing discussion, Matthew. Stay right there. I have another question for you.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.